Chained to a desolate cliff, his body pierced by steel, the Titan Prometheus hangs suspended between heaven and earth, a god in agony, yet unbroken in spirit. This arresting image from Prometheus Bound has captivated the human imagination for millennia, speaking to something fundamental in our nature. Why does this ancient Greek tragedy continue to resonate so powerfully? Perhaps because it captures an eternal struggle, the tension between authority and freedom, between accepting our limitations and daring to transcend them. In Prometheus, we see the first revolutionary, a divine being who chose humanity over divine privilege, compassion over compliance, and suffered terribly for it. His defiance against Zeus's tyranny has inspired countless movements for human liberation, from the French Revolution to modern resistance against authoritarian regimes. What would you sacrifice to protect others from destruction? What price would you pay to stand by your principles? These questions, first posed in this ancient drama, remain as urgent today as they were when first performed in democratic Athens 2,500 years ago. In Aeschylus's retelling, Prometheus did more than steal fire. He saved humanity from Zeus's planned destruction. His compassion transformed humans from dreamlike creatures into civilized beings controlling their destiny. Fire symbolized technology itself, the foundation of independence from nature, while his gift of blind hope enabled humans to build despite their mortality. Prometheus proudly lists his transformative gifts: intelligence, architecture, astronomy, mathematics, writing, animal husbandry, medicine, and metallurgy. This account marks a departure from Greek pessimism about progress. Unlike Hesiod's metallic ages representing decline, Prometheus positions technological advancement as progress rather than degeneration. This optimistic vision of human development through technical knowledge presents a proto-humanist perspective where humanity shapes its destiny through knowledge. We've inherited this Promethean faith in progress through innovation, from the Industrial Revolution to the digital age. Yet the play suggests that knowledge without wisdom and power without justice can create new forms of suffering. When Okeanos urges Prometheus to accommodate Zeus, his words would have resonated with Athenians. You will not kick your leg out against the goads, seeing that there is a prickly monarch in power and one not subject to scrutiny. This contrasts democratic values like scrutiny, euthena, and equal speech, isegoria, with unchecked monarchy. Okeanos advocates political quietism, keeping your head down, which appealed to conservatives but contradicted democratic ideals. The Okeaniad chorus ultimately chooses solidarity with Prometheus. I have learnt to hate traitors, and there is no disease which I spit out more than this. Their sympathy balances both Prometheus's defiance and Okeanos's pragmatism. This political dimension resonated in mid-5th century Athens during democratic reforms when aristocratic powers were transferring to democratic institutions. Prometheus's leverage, a prophecy about Zeus's overthrow, strengthens his rebellion. When Hermes demands this secret, Prometheus refuses. There is no torture or device by which Zeus will induce me to reveal this until these painful shackles are loosened. His resistance exemplifies principled opposition to tyranny, showing moral courage that makes him an enduring archetype of resistance. Imagine witnessing a god crucified before your eyes. Prometheus Bound presents the Titan nailed to a rocky cliff, a powerful focal point dominating the entire drama. This suffering yet resistant divinity would have made an indelible impression on ancient audiences. The binding included iron bands over his limbs and a steel spike through his chest, echoing the Athenian punishment of apotympanismos, creating political resonance for viewers. What distinguishes this tragedy is the unprecedented duration of physical pain. Both Prometheus and Io suffer throughout the entire play. The drama deliberately foregrounds the act of watching, Prometheus repeatedly invites characters to look at his punishment, and each visitor acknowledges the spectacle. This self-conscious staging suggests Prometheus engages in political display, using suffering as resistance that demands witness. By refusing to break under torture, he transforms pain into testimony against tyranny. We see echoes in modern resistance movements where public display of suffering through hunger strikes or self-immolation becomes a powerful tool against oppression. The suffering body becomes evidence of injustice, and witnessing that pain becomes an act of political solidarity. Io's entrance transforms the abstract divine struggle into a tangible tale of mortal suffering. Half transformed into a cow and tormented by Hera's gadfly, she mirrors Prometheus as a victim of divine cruelty, though hers stems from Zeus's sexual predation rather than political rebellion. As the play's only human character, Io provides the audience a direct connection to divine capriciousness. Her suffering demonstrates how celestial conflicts affect innocent humans, with her question, "What profit is life to me?" embodying the human cost of godly whims. Their interaction introduces hope through prophecy. Prometheus reveals her wanderings will end in Egypt, where Zeus will restore her human form, and her descendant, Heracles, will eventually free Prometheus. This creates powerful dramatic irony. Zeus's lust victim will produce the hero who frees the victim of his political vengeance. The bond between these two sufferers, one divine, one human, finding solace together, suggests suffering might be the most universal experience, transcending immortal mortal boundaries. While Prometheus Bound ends with spectacular defiance, Prometheus hurled into the abyss amid earthquake and thunder, this was only the first part of a trilogy. The subsequent plays traced a path from conflict to reconciliation. From surviving fragments, we know Prometheus becomes vulnerable, lamenting, "I have lost control even of myself." Heracles introduces a human dimension by shooting the tormenting eagle through spontaneous compassion, representing humanity's capacity for independent moral action. The reconciliation centers on Prometheus's prophecy about Thetis. Zeus had been pursuing this sea nymph, unaware her son would surpass his father in might. Through negotiation, Prometheus reveals this information, transforming his punishment into a bargaining tool. Zeus demonstrates wisdom by freeing Prometheus and the Titans, evolving from raw power to nuanced governance. Rather than simply condemning tyranny or celebrating rebellion, the trilogy explores how legitimate authority emerges through negotiation. Zeus needs Prometheus's prophetic knowledge, while Prometheus needs Zeus's cosmic order, suggesting opposed forces must coexist for civilization to advance. This pattern mirrors our own political development, where stable societies emerge not from absolute victory, but from reconciliation between competing interests. Prometheus's stolen fire continues burning in our collective imagination, illuminating the darkest corners of human experience. His story endures for his moral courage, risking everything for others. In political oppression, Prometheus reminds us resistance remains possible against overwhelming power. During technological disruption, he challenges us to ensure innovations serve human flourishing. In despair, he offers hope, not blind optimism, but the stubborn belief that our actions matter despite limitations. Prometheus teaches solidarity and suffering. When the chorus stays with him despite Zeus's threats, they demonstrate how witnessing another's pain inspires moral courage. While we cannot always prevent suffering, acknowledging it and standing with sufferers constitutes profound resistance to injustice. What fire will you steal? What chains will you break? The Promethean spirit lives whenever we choose compassion over compliance, justice over expediency, and hope over resignation. In our world still plagued by tyranny, we need this eternal flame to light our way and ignite our courage.